Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Cleo, live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 p.m. Join the conversation by calling 347-826-9597 or hit me up on Twitter at Real Miss Cleo. That's RealMSCLEO. You can also stop by and like us on Facebook, Conversations with Cleo. Small business creativity and community with a generous complement of spirituality. Now go on, go grab you something to drink, cup of coffee or tea, and come on back so we can start the conversation. Happy Monday, everyone. Good morning today, or actually, I've already got it twisted, right? Good afternoon. It is 2:30, and it is April the 22nd, 2013. I hope that the sound of my voice reaches everyone that is hearing or within the sound of my voice, that this vibration and time in the day finds you doing well, finds you content, and finds you and the ones that you love very safe and content as well. There is so much to chat about today. First and foremost, it is Earth Day. How wonderful is that? A day by which to celebrate Terra Madre, which is Mother Earth. Also, today is the peaking, rather earlier in the morning hours, of the Lyrid meteor showers, which we'll be talking about today as well. We will also be briefly talking about the forthcoming partial lunar eclipse combined with the full moon, as well as Saturn's closest approach to Earth. So very, very busy in the skies and very, very busy here on planet Earth. And we will also be talking today about CISPA. If you have not heard of CISPA, please stay tuned in. If you'll notice in the tweets that I'm doing from my show that I am putting in a hashtag that says Stop CISPA. That's CISPA. All right, so we're going to go ahead and jump right on in as soon as we play a couple of commercials that are all about celebrating Earth. Bedner's Farm Fresh Market, one of the few remaining family-owned farms in South Florida. Their mission is to bring their customers a variety of locally grown produce that is tasty and affordable. You come in as a customer and you leave as a friend. Strawberry and tomato you pick open every day of the week except for Tuesday. Bedner Farm Fresh Market, located at 10066 Lee Road and 12033 US 441 Boynton Beach, Florida 33473. You can also give them a call at 561-733-5490 or visit them at their website www.bedners.com. OZO 2, the future of dry cleaning. Eco-friendly, convenience-driven, and customer-conscious. Free pickup and delivery, biodegradable bags, and a hanger return program in order to keep their prices low. Stop by for a visit at any of their locations in West Palm Beach and now in Jupiter, or visit them at www.OZO2USA.com. That's OZO2USA.com. Or you can like them on Facebook as well. Thank you, OZO2, for keeping the planet in mind. All right, well, those certainly were very, very appropriate. So let's just get started. There will be 192 countries and over more than 1 billion, that's billion with a B, people who will be celebrating the planet, Mother Earth, Terra Madre, whichever way you want to label it, whichever way you want to describe it. What I found interesting when I did the numerology on today, that each section accumulates to a 4, which I find most wonderful. So it's a fourth month on a 22, which is a 4, and then in a four-year, which is a 13, and all of them symbolic of Earth, Mother, and Foundation. So definitely given the movement of this year, which also is the same, it is a very, very powerful day in the neighborhood, if you would, if you see the universe as the whole of the area. Now, let's see, everywhere from Sao Paulo, Seoul, Korea, Babylon City, New Delhi, New York, Rome, and Cairo, and just about all manner of places in between will be celebrating in some way, shape, or form Earth Day. I'm going to run through just a couple of these for you. But before I get too far ahead of myself, today we had scheduled to have Paperless Kitchens. Sachin come in and to chat with us about the products and about the idea. However, there was a family emergency that he did indeed have to travel to. So my friend, I bid you easy journey. I hope all is well with family. I will tell you all right now, any given day of the week or moment, family comes first. If this is family that you love, this is family that you care about, this is family who cares and loves you, then in my humbled opinion, they ultimately, I don't care what the ras fuck is going on, family comes first. Now, back to in Copenhagen, Denmark, plus other six other cities in the Danish area, the Danish Cultural Institute is organizing its annual CO2 Green Drive. Runners, walkers, bikers, and skaters use the city as a canvas to spell out CO2 with GPS services. You know, so you've seen some stuff like that. There's an interesting commercial out there where a gentleman kind of does that with his girlfriend and takes a ride on a bike and draws a heart. So very, very, very cool, very technology inclusive. So I thought that was an interesting one. In Argentina, volunteers from the Surfrider Foundation are cleaning up local beaches and planting evergreens and tamarisk to prevent wind and water erosion. As we move continually to the big continent, to the motherland, in Ghana, the Rural Education and Development Program is hosting a three-part event that includes community cleanup, face of climate change theater production, and an environmental-themed essay contest. Now, the theme for this year's Earth Day is the face of climate change, in quotations. In Jalandhar, India, they are distributing free saplings to students and hosting a discussion about the effect of climate change. In Milan, Italy, thousands will gather for Earth Day Italia Festival to learn and share information about the environment and to spur action on local green initiatives. In Seoul, South Korea, Ecomom Korea is organizing an eco-style Earth Day flash mob, similar to that of Gangman. You all know that that video. And we'll also be hosting an Earth Day walkathon and a photo a display dedicated to pictures of the planet and things that have to do with Earth Day. In Santa Barbara, California, they will be having the Earth Day Festival with live music, speakers, a green car show, and special awards given to Van Jones and to Bill Nye. You all know who Bill Nye. Bill Nye, the science guy. Also in Veracruz, Mexico, the Tortugas Foundation, the volunteers there, will be protecting the habitat of sea turtles by cleaning up the beaches. In Babylon, Iraq, education and organized media campaign has been set up to educate residents and encourage government officials to reduce their pollution. In Chuuk, Indonesia, Xavier High School is hosting an Earth Day with a face of climate change vibration with speakers, neighborhood cleanup, educational workshops, and an environmentally themed school song competition. And so as you can see, there are many, many, many things going on around the area. If you are in the Miami or Fort Lauderdale area, by all means, You can just Google your activities in your area. I've looked around. We don't have a lot of them occurring this year, which is a little bit surprising in the Lake Worth area that I have been able to find myself personally. But there are some events going up in Palm Beach Gardens. There are additional events in Fort Lauderdale, Miami. So plenty to do if you actually want to get involved. But let's say, well, Ms. Cleo, I don't have the time and I don't really want to go around a whole bunch of people, or I don't want to do this or I don't want to do that. That's fine. No judgment here. Really working on that. No judgment here. But let's say that you walk around your neighborhood for 6-7 blocks. And if you see cigarette butts, you see a pop can, you see something that shouldn't be on the ground, I'm going to ask you to get yourself a little trash bag and walk around and clean up your 7 or 8 blocks, or go to a park that you know of, or go somewhere and do something like that. It doesn't always have to be what everybody else is doing, but what you have to know is that whatever your participation in is in Earth Day, or every day, because as far as I'm concerned, Earth Day needs to be every day. But we do need to have some time to set aside so that people can really sit down and take notice. But there are all manner of ways to do this. And it can happen solely and wholly in your home. Let's say that you have been kind of slack about how you recycle. Well, then guess what? You make a commitment today from this point forward that you will no longer be slack. There are all manner of ways for us to participate. And I think that that is the bigger message at the end of the day, is that we all need to participate. Small ways are important ways. And if all of us are celebrating the planet in small ways, then as a collective, it becomes very big and very loving. All right. So given all of that, we're going to take one more quick pause for the cause. And speaking of pause, I think I gave myself a segue, and we'll be right back. Passion for Pause, a nonprofit with a new approach. They believe in assisting disabled, elderly, or family members in financial crisis to keep their canine family members within the home. Passion for Pause truly understands that our dogs are members of the family, and no one should ever have to make the difficult choice to let their canine family member go because of an unforeseen event or crisis. Ava Rhodes, Executive Director at Passion for Pause, is looking for volunteers, foster home, vet care services, and sponsors of pet food drives. She is a gentle and committed spirit with a passion for pause. You can visit her at www.passionforpause.info. You will find all of the pertinent information, and there you can donate your time or your money. Once again, we thank you, and the dogs and canines that I know personally, thank you as well. If you are one of those people who is open to alternative medicine and naturopathic healing, then I've got just the place for you. It is West Palm Beach Acupuncture. Dr. Henry Shao, Vice President of the Chinese Association of Acupuncture and a Chinese Tai Chi master with more than 30 years' experience. Call Dr. Shao today or visit the office for a free consultation. Each session is $60. Do something nice for your health. He's located at 9100 Belvedere Road, Suite 110, West Palm Beach, Royal Palm Beach, Florida. 561-791-9970, or visit his website at www.westpalmbeachacupuncture.com. All right, my dears, we are back, for those of you who might have been a little bit tardy, we just went ahead and talked a great deal about all of the many events going on around the planet in celebration of our home planet, or at least you all's home planet, planet Earth, Terra Madre. I did want to take a moment, though, to do what we typically do, and I am definitely a bit out of sorts today, so I do apologize. For that, I will bring you all a little bit more up to date as we get closer to the end of the show. But in the interim, I will do my level best to stay as focused and on point as I possibly can. Clearly, we know that they have killed one of the Boston Marathon bombers, and the other one is in custody in the hospital in critical condition. However, they don't seem to use that dialogue, or at least that verbiage, but from all of what the doctor descriptions have been, or the medical descriptions, I would imagine that that is, you know, critical. So certainly, I'm not real willing, to be perfectly honest with you, to chat a whole lot about this Boston thing just yet, except for the comments that I made last Friday, which I find interesting that so many people are so gobsmacked and that there is some interesting language being utilized by his family with regard to being set up. And they come from a very difficult place. I mean, if America thinks that they understand certain things, certainly they do not. I was a little bit disappointed at how many college students could not pronounce Chechnya. If I can pronounce Chechnya, I'm a little bit gobsmacked. A little bit gobsmacked that they didn't know. I am a little bit spooked, though, you know, at the fact that they were able, whoever they may be, to shut down a city and its surrounding suburbs in the span of about an hour. You know, what they didn't report on and what we haven't talked to, and we haven't seen the people that were trapped in the Targets and the this store and the that store. We don't see those kinds of stories, and we're not hearing about those kinds of stories. But the fact that they brought in close to 3,000, you hear me, man? Police officers. And all I could think in the moment, having been a survivor of the LA riots, 1992 riots, is that if we'd had that response in 92, you know, a whole bunch of those things would not have occurred. So it is interesting to me how and when certain agencies decide at what level they will roll out assistance. You know, I'm not sure. Perhaps it has to be a quote-unquote terrorist kind of vibration. I am uncertain. With regard to any of the many things that are going on around out there, all of you were privy to the misinformation that was happening moment by moment. So it's still kind of hard to say much of anything. One thing I know that I found interesting is that in any of the pictures I have seen of this boat, as a result of the gunfire that apparently broke out, I am absolutely gobsmacked that the boat is not just a splintered mess and that the young man of 19 is actually alive. Neither here nor there. I'm sure they will have an explanation for it. Then I was hearing a story this morning that was most disturbing to me. The story is about Siri. So those of you with an iPhone might want to listen a little closer. Or if you're listening, you might want to pass on the information to your brethren. But Siri records everything that you say, and it is placed on a far, far, far away server, and it is kept for 2 years plus. All right? I don't know if you all know that out there with Siri. So Siri is chatting, or Siri plugs in, you understand? It's interesting. I see a lot of movies about the machines, and I got to tell you, sometimes it just seems that we are at the base of the mountain looking at this, and that histrionics 60 years from now, when the machines are far more prevalent in our everyday life, we will sit back and say, or at least those that will be to the forward will say, and wonder what and how. Very, very interesting. So, you know, those kinds of things, I don't like for certain things to go unmentioned, at least on this show, even if I have taken my lead from the regular kind of media. I do my own vetting. I will go down that rabbit hole. And I don't just do it with media, mini sources, as they say. We don't have to cite our sources. But I would be remiss if I did not speak to the universe and the other planets, even though we are celebrating planet Earth today. I would be remiss if I didn't speak to some of the other activity going on in the universe. As we approach the 25th, which is, what is that, Thursday? What day is that, my dears? 25th is Thursday, all right? And that will be full moon in Scorpio. Now, for my Taurians, or those born under the sun sign of Taurus, this will impact you as well. So, be easy. Try to breathe. Try and go with the vibration as opposed to swimming against the tide. It is also a partial lunar eclipse. And eclipses are very, very important. Eclipses are dual in their meaning. And you say, well, Miss Cleo, dual? Well, dual in as much, let me just tell you. Eclipses are about bringing things to completion. It is about bringing things to closure. But in that bringing to completion and in that bringing to closure, what happens is that something new is reborn. Something new begins. And so, while there can be sadness in endings, what you do have to open up and understand and embrace is that that ending is not just stopping there. That ending moves forward into a new beginning. And that helps us all to kind of navigate that a bit better. So if you are in a relationship with someone that just seems to have been going bad for a really long time, perhaps some sagacity is needed and the two of you decide that maybe you alter something or perhaps it's just time to move on. This is definitely the window where that can be done with the most respect, the cleanestly, with the least amount of emotional radicalness or upheaval, if that is your objective in to do it. Some people like to break up real noisy, real messy, and real loud. No judgment, got none. Just saying, you have options. It will be visible, this partial lunar eclipse, from Africa, Asia, Europe, and Australia. So if you happen to be in any of those areas, go ahead and do a quick Google or search on where you need to be. And please exercise all of the necessities. Make sure you protect your eyes. Eh? Now, at the same time, today we have the peaking moment, or rather much earlier in the morning, say 3, 4 o'clock. If it had not been raining here, I would have gone outside myself. But many of the Lyrid meteor showers. Now, also yesterday evening, there were showers going on as well. Now, they are called the Lyrids or the Lyrids showers because they occur near Lyra or Lyra. You all, it is a constellation in the sky. You can go and check it out. It's spelled Lyra, i.e. the Lyrid meteor showers. Now, they happen every year, and they happen as a result of the Earth passing through a trail of dust debris, or what I like to call star stuff. And it's the star stuff of Comet Thacher, which orbits the sun one time every 415 years. And even that number is a number one, all about new beginnings. And again, the meteors as they are moving radiate out of Lyra, which can be found in the eastern night sky. Now, the only issue is the meteors will be the meteor showers rather will be continuing until the 25th of this month. However, the full moon being so close, and if you are in the city and not somewhere out rural, you may not be able to see the showers. So, you know, if you want to get inspired and if the weather is safe and embracing of you visualizing or seeing the meteor shower, I would encourage you go take a little ride. Probably wouldn't be too far from me because I could probably ride out about 20 minutes and get to the middle of the state or get to a place where you don't have, which more rural, not the middle of the state, but more rural. Where you have some farms and things, you don't have a lot of city lights, you might actually be able to see that a bit better. So something to think about, and you have, like I said, until the full moon to do so. Now, by the end of the week, as I mentioned, Saturn will be at its closest approach to Earth, and that will be on the 28th of April, all right? Saturn is the planet of lessons. This will still be happening in our full moon partial lunar eclipse vibration. So there are many lessons that there are out there for us to learn. However, I do believe that my earth signs will find this and my air signs will find this a bit of a more of a challenge as we move through this particular full moon. So just want to bring you all up on that so that you are moving lovely, so that you may understand any of the issues that either you're having on the road or with somebody who's kind of blindsided you because you're not really sure why they're acting that way or what's going on over here, this, that, and the other. It's always a good ride just so that you... It's like having instructions. Maybe you don't have a map, but perhaps you have some handwritten instructions that you can take along with you on the journey. That's how I see all of the mini tools that I utilize. Just some stuff for me to navigate with. I'm moving further and further away from the concept of labels because I'm finding that labels and such seem to mire people. They can't move. They want to hold on to the label and choke it out. So I don't understand. But no judgment. Can you all tell one of my recent lessons? No judgment. And that recent lesson came from somebody judging me quite harshly. Perhaps they felt they had the right. I don't know. I don't think that they had the right, but whatever the case may be. No judgment. What can I tell you? No. And I'm being facetious on some level, but I'm also being very, very earnest. There are always things that we can improve on, and perhaps always is a bad word. But there are often things that we can improve on in our ability to communicate and our attempt to live and vibe with the collective or the individuals around us. And judgment, unfortunately, can make that task very hard. I'm always gobsmacked by the people who put themselves in the position to be judging. But we all do it every day. We all look at somebody and say, oh, they look foolish, or we make this comment or we make that comment. And I am diligently working throughout this year and to move it right into the forward. But I figure if I can execute something that is of a personal motivation for myself for an entire year, then I may embrace it as first nature rather than second nature. So I check myself even when I am making comments, whether it's on the air with you all or making comments to personal friends, family, whatever, that I need not judge someone. I can simply speak to something without that dynamic. And well, Ms. Clover, what if it's constructive criticism? Well, here's the deal. Constructive criticism doesn't sound like judgment. So again, what I would suggest that you do is that you try it on and see if someone said it to you, how would you receive it? And I think that's a pretty good barometer. But there are those of us out there who also are less sensitive and will hear less sensitivity and will react or respond less sensitive. And then there are those of us out there who, like myself, are very sensitive and we have to work a little bit harder to even hear certain things without emotionally reacting to them one way or the other. So I think it's a lesson for all. I don't think it's a lesson for just some, but just to be careful in our movement through of how we judge people. And if you have made a judgment, perhaps one just needs to stop and see if whether or not they need to share it with every fucking body. You understand? Maybe you need to keep it to yourself. It's your judgment. It's your opinion. And so keep it to yourself. But there are many who feel compelled to share their 2 cents, their 5 cents, their 12 cents. I don't care what your quantification is. You know, it is what it is. And like that. So before we move forward and we take up the task of talking about CISPA, and for those of you, like I said, by all means, take a run down the rabbit hole, you know, so that you all can see what's going on. And I will be right back. Today's show is dedicated to the memory of my brother. Wrote most of the CD, sitting, thinking, sighing, dreaming, crying under she. Tall glass of ice, Coca-Cola on the side, a bag of barbecue chips, pen and paper, rustling leaves, chimes, glistening sunlight. I feel safe, quieted, and tranquil. Never really paid much attention to her in the beginning. I respected her grandeur, her wisdom, her experience. Too smug or too stupid to be humbled by her presence, her power, her gifts. Ah, and how she loved me. Even when I didn't show love back, her patience for my loving recognition endured. While I wonder, could I have risen to such an occasion? I sound selfish, I know. She loved so many. Why do I believe I was special? Because she showed me so. The signs and the lessons shared without judgment, why count when the list continues? Carved initials, a poem about love, a wild orchid, and assorted tokens of life. Strange, but not really, I had no idea how important Mango would be until I lost Anne-Marie. I miss you, Mommy. So used to run into her to dry my tears, listen to my rants, and to love me like the Creator made me. That's what she said, and that's what she did. When she left, there was nothing but space. No matter where I ran, I had no place until I found myself under the mango tree. My first tears fell on that day while I sat under the tree, waiting for a phone call I really didn't need, because I already knew sometimes it sucks to be me. She had finished her human journey. Every moment I miss her, wishing she was still in this dimension. I miss her even though my heart and mind conspire to deny my loss. 3 months doesn't seem long unless you are waiting for the pain to stop so you can move the fuck on. You have to live life, baby. Don't let life live you. And the mango tree echoes the old lady's words because she continues to live life. In spite of the asphalt parking lot more than 150 years old, she has observed the human condition, watching generations come and go. And she is still teaching from beyond, reminding me all the while that energy does not die, no boundaries known. I see her more clearly every day, often while sitting, visiting, chatting and laughing under the mango tree. The pain hasn't gone away, and the tears fall from time to time. Sometimes for no reason at all. Grief is a strange thing. Jebu Ami, Mommy. All right, my dears. Let's get back to this. You know, it's interesting to me. I don't know what is going on with the universe right now, because I'm... people keep asking me, Miss Cleo, is Mercury retrograde again? No, star, just went direct not too long ago. But all kinds of little twiddly-dee and weird kind of things going on your computer. Don't feel no way. It's just all very, very bizarre. What can I tell you? Let's see. I know it's funny. I was able to send out a Twitter from my board just about 20 minutes ago, and now all of a sudden I'm trying to send one out, and it's telling me my Twitter is failing. Interesting, eh? I think that's very telling. Let's see if I can get it on Blog Talk Radio. Say, Ms. Cleo, you are out to lunch. Yep, don't get it twisted either. Make sure you keep it straight and let everybody know I saw me well out to lunch. Yeah, now it failed to everybody. Go figure. Anyway, if you all are out there, hit me up at Real Miss Cleo. That's R-E-A-L-M-S-C-L-E-O. And if you wanna like the show on Facebook, you can go to Facebook and hit up Conversations with Cleo. Alrighty then, let's talk about CISPA. I say, well, Miss Cleo, it sounds like you're stuttering or you got a lisp. Well, I don't stutter unless I get too happy, and I do have a bit of a lisp. But we're gonna go to the dentist and we'll take care of that. So as we keep moving forward, CISPA stands for Cyber Intelligence Security. Hold on, they've got a whole. I thought I had written. Oh, here it is: Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act. All right, did you get that? One more time: Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act. Let me stop right now. What I was trying to hit you all up with on Twitter was, if you, by the time you finish listening to this part of the show, are against this, please finish your hashtags. Finish your tweets today with the hashtag stop, S-T-O-P, CISPA, C-I-S-P-A. All right. What is CISPA, Ms. Cleo? Well, first let me tell you why we're talking about CISPA today. We're talking about CISPA today because on the 18th or the 19th of this month, all right, CISPA was passed by Congress. Now, did you hear about it? I know I didn't hear about it. We didn't have an opportunity to wrangle and bang up. Now, Anonymous, that what they call him, a hacktivist, I don't like that. I just think he's a competitivist. I'm going to come up with my own word for him. Mad respect, Anonymous, out there. Because you know what? You have the knowledge. You have the wherewithal. And I don't know if I get in trouble for giving you a heads up and giving you mad props. But Anonymous is asking certain websites to go dark, or anybody who is comfortable with doing that. He is asking you to tweet. He is asking you to do any number of things. There is also petitions out there. We'll be going over all of this. But right off the bat, let me say, I'm going to drag out that little withered, tattered, yellow piece of paper called the Constitution, and I'm going to point to the Fourth Amendment. And then what I'm going to say to you is that I agree with the ACLU when they say that this is a violation of our Fourth Amendment rights. And so, Ms. Cleo, I'm not real good right now. What does the Fourth Amendment talk about? The Fourth Amendment protects us from unreasonable search and seizure. Now, the Fourth Amendment is getting trampled all over the place for any number of reasons. One place I can think of is New York. Stop and search, stop and frisk. Okay, really? Fourth Amendment violation. This is why the ACLU is going after that. So I was talking to one of my tech guys, and this cat is probably the smartest cat I've ever met in my life. And he's a tech guy, and he said, let me ask you something. I said, how you feel about this CISPA thing? What do you think about this? And he looked back at me. He said, can I have your purse? And I said, yeah, because I know him. And he said, can I go through it? I said, no. He said, that's my answer. You know, because his whole take on it was that, really? You know, he says, I get the whole concept of protecting and this, that, and the other. He said, but I want to know who's monitoring the people who are monitoring. And this is a tech-savvy cat. You understand? Who? That's his question. Because he's like, he feels that it's the same. And let me back up. What CISPA will allow, the following. CISPA essentially is a blank check, if you would, for the U.S. Government to perform search and seizure without a warrant and without an individual's knowledge. And then pass it around, share it around. You understand? So let me ask you something. Can I come? Like, I'm going to talk to you all like my tech talked to me. He said, can I come into your house and go through your panty drawer, your junk drawer, on your children's drawers and leave the house pristine, clean, and never tell you. You think you might be a little bit pissed off by that? You think you might feel a little bit violated? But guess what? That's what they'll be able to do with every piece of technology. And now you have 4-year-olds who now need therapy because they're addicted to laptops. Even your 4-year-old's laptop will be available to everyone. CISPA will protect companies, but it doesn't do a doggone thing for us as the Republic. Now, mind you, here's the further insult, if you ask me. SOPA and PIPA, don't they love these names? Well, SOPA is soup in Spanish, right? Uh-oh. So both of these similarly written pieces of legislature failed. Now, what I do have to give to the president, he has threatened to veto CISPA because of the way it tramples on Fourth Amendment rights. As I said, there is a continuing protest by Anonymous, a computer activist, as well, or a code activist, as if you would. He has determined that today will be that day. You can also sign a petition at CISPA is back. CISPAISBACK.org. Sign the petition. You can also go on to ZDNet. Amazing information on there. Let me give you the link. www.zsinzebra.dnet.com/how-2today's-april-22-cispa-protest-7000-14320. Or you can Google zdnet.com and CISPA. There are many ways for all of us to go on and still get in the ears of our senators, because now that Congress, they can't pass the shit we need. They can't pass what we need them to pass. You know what I'm saying? Can't pass a budget. Can't pass this. Can't pass safety for the children in the school. However, we can certainly, with our vengeance, pass something that allows the government, other agencies, and companies. Now, you can say to me, Cleo, government, we get that. Companies? You think Macy's needs to know? Huh? You think Newegg.com needs to know? You think Apple needs to know? Why do they need to know what is in your computer? Because that is personal to you. Because I want to know, if they can know that, can I know everything about these people same way? Because at that point, my heart and my soul is right behind Anonymous. Put it all out there, boss man. Because I believe in balance. I believe in respect. You understand? And if we can't operate with respect, then guess what? Then you write the rules, and then everybody can play. You know? Because you can't allow them to start doing this to us as a result of, and then package it all up in a box and put a ribbon on it and tell us that it is for our security and our safety. You understand? Because I still hear elements of fear in that. And if you're trying to frighten me, you know what my rule is. You are lying to me. And so, well, Ms. Cleo, why are you so passionate about this? Because, again, my tech guy gave me a very interesting we worry about hackers. We worry about this. He worries intensely about identity theft because he understands how easily it can happen. And he said, you know what? There is a farm that veterans, when they leave the military, they get. And it's called the DD-214 farm. And he is in the motion right now of preparing his will. Smart thing, and we're going to talk about that as well. He is in the moment of preparing his will, and he needed this DD-214 form, and he has requested it now for the fourth time. We'll say, well, Ms. Cleo, that's a bureaucracy. No wonder he hasn't gotten it. Guess what? He's gotten the DD-214 form of 3 other individuals. Not his, but three other individuals. On a DD-214 form, there is all of your pertinent, necessary information to steal someone's identity. And because my tech is a good man, a good-hearted man, he went ahead and he mailed each one of these DD-214 forms to the right person. He has requested his a fourth time. Let's hope that he gets the right one. You understand? And these men, as he contacted them, they said, oh, yeah. And he said, do you have mine? And they said, no, but we got somebody else's. Now, let me explain to you why I'm so aggravated by that, just beyond identity theft. As we sit here and we talk about the fact that they did not pass background checks as part of the gun control initiative and the answer to Sandy Hook, you can take a DD-214 form. And because you are ex-military, former military, you can take that thing to any gun shop. You understand? And you get to bypass any background check. So what a really scary scenario. Somebody gets the wrong piece of mail. They get somebody's DD-214. Let's say they happen to be a little bit off, not all the way there, not taking their medication. We've got a perfect storm. My issue is that there seems like there are so many other things that we can do first before we even have to entertain the perfect storm. And that doesn't always catch everything. I'm just saying there are a lot of issues out here running around, and it just seems sometimes that they want to focus our energy all in one place, and I get a little bit bothered by that. Our airways were taken hostage as far as I'm concerned. While I certainly am concerned about the people of Boston, and then my heart goes out to anyone who was injured or lost anyone during that. However, there was an enormous explosion in West Texas where a number of people, almost as many people, were injured, and twice as many people or three times as many people were killed. We only got snippets of that. There was a 6.6 earthquake in China. And hundreds of people missing there and hundreds of people killed there. And certainly, well, Ms. Cleo, maybe we don't care about the rest of the world. Okay, no judgment. I do, so I got to mention those things. And I'm going to mention my frustration with the fact that I would have had to have sought elsewhere to get news. But it was just all of a bit much. In the scheme of things for the weekend. So, you know, as we sit here and we are so quick to talk about how free we are, we need to make sure that we continue to fight for that freedom. Because like any other place, it would appear that, wow, you know, a lot of things are slowly slipping our way with regard to that little tattered piece of paper on the Bill of Rights, see? All right, as I get ready to bring the show to a close here, lots of love and heart out to all of you. Out there that took the time to send me a message on BTR or to send me a tweet or send me an email with regard to my very personal situation right now. Certainly I could take another angle on this. And I'm certain that I have not allowed myself to just full on cry just yet because I'm not ready yet. So, you know, sometimes somebody tells you while you're grieving that you have to hurry up and cry. Tell them to kiss your ass. No judgment though, but just kiss your ass. Because I'm probably right now I'm a little bit of an anger stage. And not for the obvious reasons, just a little bit miffed, but let's take this from a different angle. I have a living will. I have a health advocate that I have appointed, that health advocate. It's the appointment is in writing. There are also instructions for that advocate. So there does not have to be any decisions made by anyone as a result of emotion. There does not have to be any cajoling from the medical profession or this or that or whatever. I have made myself crystalline clear in my documents in the event that I find myself in the hospital, in the event that I find myself not well and not able to verbalize my own decisions. Because on more than one occasion, there have been times when people have not had those documents and it has made for a slippery slope. And people, again, when someone is that ill and someone is that close to death, people aren't really thinking all that clearly. People are reacting because emotion is what is at the forefront of everything at that time. Those of you who remember, my goodness, this has to be about 12, 13 years ago, the case of Terry Schiavo. This is a woman who had been injured was, for all intents and purposes, brain dead. And they were keeping her alive on life support. And her husband wanted to take her off of the life support. Her parents did not. This is a grown woman. Her parents did not. And there was a horribly painful, it felt bad to read about it, watch it, very painful legal fight in a court of law over this young woman's life. And her right to cross over if she was brain dead. And it went on for a really long time. And I know at that time in my life, I had already had a will in place. And I thought I learned some valuable lessons from that. And then my, at another family member, crossover in 2006, and it was a hot fucking mess, because even though there was a will, there was no health advocacy documentation. And wow, that was difficult. It was long. It didn't need to go on as long as it did. And once again, it found itself in the hands of attorneys. So when I returned from that event, I had my will redone, because it was real clear that there were all kinds of loopholes still that I had left myself exposed to, that I had not taken care of for my daughters or my family and my partner. So I came home again and I redid it again. And I did it with such painstaking detail. And ironically enough, because of some health issues that I have, I had named my brother and my sister-in-law as the executors and my health advocates, as well as one of my legal eagles. And now I have to rewrite that will again. And I'm not going to put anyone that I love
in that space and place, I will go ahead and I will put it in the hands of attorneys early, because all it will be about then is following the instructions. And by instructions, I mean if there is a surgery that I need to have, and if that surgery is not going to be successful beyond a certain percentage, I don't want it. I'm very clear in there. I don't want them plugging me up unless I'm breathing on my own. I don't want no tube. If I'm not eating on my own, I don't want that. I'm very, very serious. And what happens, I did this for two reasons. One, because I'm a control freak, and I'll be damned if anybody's going to make decisions for me if I'm sleeping and I can't make it happen for myself. So I stay proactive and effective. So I have it there for that reason. And the second reason is to insulate my family. It is a very, very difficult thing to keep a level head, to keep a logical head, to keep a practical head when somebody that you love has crossed over and slipped away. So even in me doing this radio show is another document, another recording of what I choose and what I want. I also have heard a story of an individual who had his health advocacy tattooed on his chest. Now, I don't have much use for tattoos, but that is definitely one that I think has purpose. He said, because in that way, can nobody say nothing about it. Can nobody say nothing about it. It's right there. They don't have to guess. And so, I would advise all of you, and you say, well, Ms. Cleo, it's pretty a little bit morbid, you know, don't you think? And no, not really. I would advise you, I don't care how old you are, because clearly that very beautiful young woman who was laid to rest today, who moved in with her ailing grandmother in the Bostonian area to take care of and nurse back to health her grandmother and live with her for 2 years. You understand? Because we don't know when we're going. We don't know what the circumstance is, and just because somebody's older than you doesn't mean a damn thing. We have often gotten very comfortable with the order, quote-unquote, of things, and I have to tell you, I have to question that there is any order at all. It can happen at any time to anyone. Doesn't matter how old you are, doesn't matter your color, doesn't matter your religion, it doesn't matter a doggone thing. Because as that nurse explained to me, when the electricity of your heart says it's done, it's done. And if you want to have some very viable say in what you do and how you do, then I would strongly suggest that you get your documents in order. There are any number of ways to do it and make it very simple for yourself. Everybody doesn't have a gazillion dollars to have to fetch away. I understand that it's not about that. It's about so much more of the practical things that occur. And so I just want to share that with you all. It is not me being morbid. I should have talked about it before, because it is very important to have these things. It just really is. And probably moreover to the LGBT community out there, I have had, you know, the durable power of attorney and the advocacy documentation also because we are gay. And it is not a federal vibration yet. It is state by state. But I would still advise that you cover your backsides and make sure that you have all of your pertinent paperwork in place. So with that, my dears, again, I thank you for all of the heart and for all of the love. And again, out to Sachin at Paperless Kitchen. I hope all is well. Be safe in all of your journeys. I say that to all of you. Please hug. Please tell somebody that you genuinely care about how much you love them. And if you have judged someone harshly that you genuinely love and care about, go back and apologize and learn how to deliver it in a more embracing
way rather than sounding like you are judging someone, and perhaps that is all of our task. Until Wednesday, my dears, I hope you have a good Earth Day and be good to yourself. Thank you so much for dropping by today to join the conversation. I hope that you took away something new, and I hope that you go and share it with somebody close to you. You have been listening to Conversations with Cleo, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, every week, live at 2:30 p.m. Be a part of the economic evolution. Visit me at conversationswithcleo.com.